Hi, Gina here. Thanks for listening to the Weigh In with Gina podcast. This podcast was originally created from my 91-day guided weight loss program. I wanted to let you know that our spring summer group is now open. If you want to sign up, space is limited. So run, don't walk, and get your spot before it's too late. Now, let's get into the episode.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Monday. Hi, everyone. How are you? Happy Monday. How are you making out? Let me put my glasses on so I can see the buttons I'm actually hitting here. Hang on just a second. Let's get into the photos. Let's find me. If you are joining me, hello, welcome. Ask as many questions as you need to ask. I'm here for you. I did make some notes on a few talking points, some questions that people wanted me to ask who are unable to make it live. Let me remind you too, with these lives and our Weigh In Wednesday segments and any guest segments that we have coming up, which we are working on some for you, that they're also all available over on our podcast, Weigh In with Gina, so you can download them, you can listen at your leisure. So just a heads up that they are available there as well. Okay, so last Monday we posted a new video that I did on the four stages of Finally and Forever. So that first stage is reaching your goal, obviously, which you've done with the weight loss group and you've lost your weight, which is why you're in maintenance now and you're watching this video. The second is taking time to solidify that weight. So this is about 2 to 3 months at least, giving your body time to adjust to your new weight. Some of you are choosing to personalize your plan in order to do that. Some of you are repeating the program again in order to do that, which obviously has its benefits, just helping the body level up even more, being even more in tune. Even with personalizing the plan, you're still asking the four questions or following those basic guidelines, not eating too late at night, you know, making sure you're doing all the things to just allow your body time to adjust your new weight. This second stage is also where you want to minimize any indulgences. Although you do have back on track there for you to use, if you ever do find yourself indulging, you want to keep it few and far between. You want to be very mindful not to like challenge the body. You just want to give the body all the time to just get used to just functioning at your new weight, so your new weight becomes your new norm. And then the third stage of that is really where you're testing the waters. This is where you are starting to just kind of, you know, enjoy life and all the yummy bites and bits that come with it. You're definitely using back on track if you do find yourself indulging. This is where you're not really, you know, the everyday, like, you know, worried about, you know, solidifying your weight and doing what thing. Maybe this is where you stop weighing yourself, or if you want to continue to weigh yourself just to kind of get a sense of what maintenance looks like and feels like. This is where you're going to notice the scale is going to fluctuate, especially if you are indulging here or there. You know, understanding if you go and you indulge, you know, you just like, you know, use back on track, scale's going to come right back down. And this is learning to trust that all of your hard work has made a difference, that you have lost weight in a different way, that you are going to be able to maintain it and move on from it, working through that fear of like gaining it all back, right? And then the fourth stage is that's where you get to that point of wake up, look good, you know, go about your day and just kind of move on from this whole kind of weight loss journey, you know. So the four stages of Finally and Forever, we posted that. It's in the, I believe it's in the maintenance guide. And so if you haven't had an opportunity to see it yet, make sure you take some time and review it. I think it's just great just to put you in the right frame of mind of where you're at in your maintenance journey. Hi, everyone. Hi, Jeanette. Hi, Eugenia. Hi, Rose. Hi, Valerie. I feel spoiled having this personal forum with you for now. I know. Listen. So we have 4 more weeks left in our fall program, and we are anticipating that there are people there reaching their goals, obviously, who are going to be filtering into this group. So that's one thing we're already kind of thinking about is kind of welcoming and incorporating some of our new members in the next couple of weeks. I'm sure they're going to start filtering in. This group is going to grow and grow and grow. Remember my first weight loss program started and I had like 400 and something people, and now we have over 26,000 people. So we anticipate that one day our we're hoping our maintenance groups will be like, this is where you want to be. It's one thing to lose your weight. Yeah, yeah, whatever. It's another to like get to this phase, right? We really want to make this the goal for people. Is like the weight loss is the easy part. Now this is where you like, you know, set to work on maintaining it and then really truly getting to that place where you get to live the rest of your life, right? Stress-free when it comes to your weight. So we want this to be the place that people want to get to. So it's going to grow. We're going to add more and more members. That's why we love, like, this is what we want to hear from you now. We are still here for you. We have a whole team of people here for you. Show up, ask all the questions that you need. I did notice it's a little quiet this week. It could also be because the holiday season is coming. It could also be too that a lot of you join. I know we have people who have, you know, were in my very first, we have people here who are in my very first weight loss program and they've been maintaining their weight ever since. So we have people at a variety of stages, but a lot of our members came from our last group and filtered into this group. And I'm hoping that you're getting to a place where you don't need us as much. Like, I love that you're here and I hope that you continue to show up. This is why we want to work on, you know, some fun guests and do some cooking segments. And we really want to work on, you know, adding a lot more to the group and making it a really fun place just to, you know, be inspired every day and have some really great conversation. You know, even after you've worked on maintaining your weight, we'd still want you to be able to pop in every now and then and really enjoy and participate in the conversations that we're having. But we're here for you and we're learning so much by the feedback that you're giving us too and what you need. But I'm hoping that's a big part of it too, is that as we wind down our next group, because I know people are repeating the process, it's about 2 months in of a 2 to 3 months of putting your body and giving it time to solidify your weight. I'm hoping that honestly you won't need us anymore and you're just kind of going to move on and go live your life, you know, go live your life. Hi, Dorothy. Exactly what the difference is with the Gina Livy program. You care about your maintenance. Yeah, I mean, I think this is really it. You know, I used to kind of blow off maintenance because the way you lost the weight was like such a big deal and like everything that you worked through. But I've really come to realize the value of having the conversations and really putting some structure into maintenance and what that's all about for people, right? Like, this is really what sets us apart, is we don't want you to just lose your weight. We want you to really truly to lose it in a way where physically, mentally, you could just move on and really live the rest of your life never stressing about your weight again. Like, I'm coming from a place where, you know, I lost my weight like 30 years ago at this point, and I've maintained it ever since. And I've gone and had 4 kids, gained the weight. My first kid, I gained like 80 pounds. You know what I mean? So I've gained the weight and dropped the weight and gained the weight and dropped the weight. My weight has fluctuated a lot throughout my you know, the last 30 years. Obviously, sometimes I'm a little on the higher end, sometimes I'm a little on the lower end. Most of the times I'm somewhere in between. But for the most part, I'm waking up looking good, feeling good, or, you know, sometimes still dragging my ass around because, you know, dealing with mental stuff, whatever that might be. It's not all sunshine and rainbows, that's for sure. But just kind of like weight loss wise, not having to worry about that part, you know, and really kind of get into it in the way that, you know, we've just all been there where we're just trying everything, doing everything, and every day we're just like, wah. You know, so that really is the focus around here. This is the place you want to be. This is really where, and this is also, we want to give you our love and our time and attention because you work so hard to get here. We just want you to make it through the next step. The last thing that we want anyone doing is losing their weight and spending the rest of their life stressing about maintaining their weight. That's why there's got to be an end game to this, you know? Hi, Marcy. Looking forward. A little nervous about chatting on Wednesday. Yes, if you missed it, this Wednesday, Marcy's going to be joining us. We actually highlighted her. She was our member in maintenance a couple weeks ago, so be sure to check her out. But I'm looking forward to this. We want to have you part of the conversation. So we're going to kind of expand our panel. And if you're interested, let us know. We'd love to extend an invite so you can come and you can chat with us. We want to hear from real people who are working through their maintenance journey. We want to have an open forum. We want to have discussions and conversations. You know, we've all been through this together. We've all done the hard work to lose the weight. Now we want to be here and support each other in terms of moving forward and maintaining. So I'm looking forward to that. Okay, let's also talk about weight fluctuations. So I noticed someone in the group today was talking about how they were nervous because their weight has gone up a couple pounds. So I know we've had some new people filter in the group, so we're always going to have this conversation. But once you hit your lowest low, so when you hit your lowest low, you have to remember you're focused on hitting your lowest low in the group. You're maximizing. You're doing all the things. You are mindful of your food choices. You want to see that low on the scale. That's your true weight. And I talk about mine being like 119. My true weight is about 119. And that's where I like clean things up. And I hate that word clean clean eating. It's not eating clean. I mean, clean things up. There's a difference. I hate that word eating clean because foods aren't dirty or clean or good or bad or none of that. None of that. And what I mean was sort of when I clean it up, when I'm not eating chips every night in bed and drinking a bottle of wine every night and, you know, doing all those things, and I'm mindful to just, you know, keep it super healthy. Not because I'm trying to lose weight or anything like that, but when I am, you know, choosing healthier foods because the sake of, for how I feel, my weight will go down to like 119. And it's not actually my favorite spot to be because I actually like, I'm more comfortable about 124, 125, which is where I spend most of my time. And then, you know, my weight can go up on the high end, especially in the summertime when it's so hot and, you know, I'm having, you know, some drinks and beers and chips and stuff along with the heat. My weight really is prone to a lot of fluctuations. Whenever I get my period every month, my weight goes way up and then it drops right back down afterwards. So fluctuations are normal. You're always going to have them. So you see your lowest low by trying to see your lowest low. You do not want to live a life where you're constantly trying to see your lowest low. That's not the goal. The goal isn't for you to get on the scale every day and be at your lowest low. It's for you to have it's for you to have lost the weight, to release the fat, right? That's what was the goal, because it's your body storing excess fat that's not healthy for you. So it's not about getting the number, it's about releasing the fat that, you know, makes you feel comfortable and confident and healthy as possible. And so once you've lost the weight, you've lost the weight, but the scale is going to continue to fluctuate. So it'll continue to fluctuate through hormones in your monthly cycle. It'll continue to fluctuate with the weather. It'll continue to fluctuate with the environment. It'll continue to fluctuate when you have salty foods, hard to digest foods. Your weight will fluctuate when you're working out. Your weight will fluctuate when you start consuming more carbohydrates. They don't cause you to gain weight. The carbohydrates don't cause you to gain weight, you know, especially when you're eating them in tune to your body's needs, but your body does retain more water in order to process and digest them. So on average, your weight will sit about 5 pounds above your lowest low, and that is normal. A lot of times people come to the program and that's their low low, and if their weight goes up like 2 pounds, 3 pounds, 5 pounds, oh my God, I've gained weight back. No, you're just hopefully just not being, you know, as diligent and consistent in the things that you did in order to lose your weight, because you know, no longer need to do those. Even in like taking the time to solidify your weight, if you're repeating the program, the process, you still want to go through the steps. You still want to downsize. You still want to split up your meals and snacks and feeding metabolism. Still want to get in tune to what, you know, bumping up that protein and fat and getting even more in tune to your body's needs. And that's what those were all about. Right? Yeah, when you repeat the process, you might lose a few pounds. You also might lose a few pounds while maintenance and personalizing the plan. Or maybe, maybe not. Your body's not a machine, so it's going to just take you to a place where it's as healthy as possible. No one's going to lose more weight than they need or has to worry about that. But when you're maintaining, you don't have to do all the things like you had to do when you're looking to lose. You're still doing the things, but not to the same extent. Not maximize your efforts, making sure you're drinking all the water, doing all those things, so you no longer have the body, you know, to focus on fat loss. So it's two totally different things. But you're going to have fluctuations. And so once you get that lowest low, it's going to be normal for you to sit about 5 pounds above. That's normal. And then you might fluctuate up a few pounds. You might go down a few pounds. Like, get used to it. That will happen legit for the rest of your life. It's going to happen. What doesn't happen, and here's where we maybe have to talk about this, you don't gain 10, 20 pounds back without noticing. Like, you know exactly what you're doing. You're falling into old habits. You're going long periods of time without eating. You're overeating when you do. You're, you know, eating, I don't know, chocolate bars every day for weeks. You're, do you know what I mean? Like that, you're not managing your stress. Your situation changes. You're not being mindful. Like, that's totally different. Fluctuations on the scale are going to happen. That's why we have that post, all the reasons why your weight can be up. And just because your weight is up doesn't mean that you've actually gained weight, meaning that your body's taking the foods that you're eating and convert them into fat, right? So that's totally normal. Fluctuations are going to continue to be normal. You're going to have them for the rest of your life. This is why that stage three is really important when you're testing the waters, to understand that. You know, some of you are going to fluctuate more than others. You know, if I do indulge, what does that look like on the scale? You know, I just get back on track the next day. The next day, my weight is right back down, and I'm back to kind of, you know, just kind of just, you know, going through, you know, living day to day, just being mindful. So fluctuations are normal. They are part of it, right? Trying to wean myself off weighing myself, doing it about 3 times a week right now. The great thing is that the scale no longer triggers me because of this program. Yeah, so I love that, because you can just kind of check yourself before you wreck yourself. If you're feeling like bloated and your weight is going up, get on the scale. You know, maybe you are having too many chippies and not, you know, not, do you know what I'm saying? This is where you do have to scale it back, because even though, like, just because we can eat foods doesn't mean we should shouldn't be consuming foods, and a lot of foods that we do eat can really stress our body out. Doesn't mean that we can't have them, but we do need to be very aware of the effect that they have on our body. So, you know, your body, if you eat salty chips, your weight's going to be up. It's not because you've gained weight. It's because your body's retaining water, so a little extra water the next day, and away you go. You know, that kind of thing. But it is a great idea to use the scale. Especially in the trusting yourself process, if you feel like you need to do that. And it's also a great idea to start weaning yourself off the scale. I would love to see by the time everyone gets to stage four, throw those scales away, give them away, donate them for sure. The fact is like you want to get to a place mentally where it's not about the scale. Only you really know the number. So I would rather see you get to a place where you feel like I don't need a scale to tell me where I'm at and how I'm feeling, along with the choices that I know very well that I'm making. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't need the scale to tell me that I feel amazing, and I don't need the scale to tell me that I feel like balls because, you know, I've been, you know, whatever I've been doing. So it would be a great idea and would be a great goal for everyone to eventually not ever need to get on a scale again. Just go by how your clothes fit. And if you feel like your clothes are getting a little tight, maybe rein it in a little bit. You know what I mean? You know, maybe do some back on track, be mindful of your indulgences, whatever that might be. You know what I mean? Because that's bound to happen throughout different seasons in your life, different stress levels in your life, you know, that kind of thing. But it'd be great for everyone to get off that scale.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Oh man, totally shit the bed yesterday. Hi, Teresa. Got into a bag of black licorice scotch drops and couldn't stop. Okay. I'm so in control 99% of the time. Must hang on to the 99% and enjoy the 1% without the guilt. Still working out. Okay. So I love this share. I love this share. Not literally. Yeah, because they can't help it. So here's my issue. Here's my issue with that. I'm so in control. Let it go. You don't need to be in control. And this could be the issue that you're having. You don't need to control anything. You don't need to moderate anything, right? Like, so, and when you're trying to control things, you just approach things a little different. It's just about being in tune. So think about this. You had that. How did that make you feel, right? I'm getting a sense from you that you're recognizing that this just didn't work for you. Whatever you thought you were going to get out of that bag of black licorice that you couldn't stop, right? Or you didn't want to stop. Like, I don't think it came down that you couldn't stop. You probably just didn't want to stop. You're like, you know what? I can get back at this tomorrow. Look what I've done. You know, I can do this. These are good. I'm going to have them. I really find it hard to believe that has anything to do with control, because after you've gone through a program like the Livy Method, you don't need to control anything. You're just in tune. So maybe you're just having a moment. You're like, I'm going to have these. I'm going to choose to have them. And then maybe in the moment, you can also make the choice to have them and then also still regret it. I did this on the weekend at the movie theater. So I said to Tony, I'm not going to have any popcorn. I'm allergic to corn, and not in a point, I don't get into anaphylactic, but my hands get all broken out. Like, my hands get itchy and I react to it, and I can eat it. That's the problem. I can eat it. My reaction isn't that bad, but I do always react, and it always gives me an upset tummy. So we went to go see Wakanda on the weekend, which is a great movie, by the way. And I said to him on the way, I'm not going to have any. So we went out for dinner first. And Tony's like, I'm not going to overeat dinner, because Tony loves food. It's one of the favorite things he loves to do. And so we were going to have lobster. And so Hong Kong style lobster, which we absolutely love. And every time we have food and we go out, he orders way too much because he just loves it. And so I said to him, we don't need no 10-pound lobster. He's like, yeah. He's like, because he loves popcorn. He loves movies and movie theater popcorn. It's like his thing. He loves it. And so he's like, I always eat too much, and then I'm not hungry for my popcorn, so I want to have my popcorn. And I said, okay, fine. I will remind you that you don't want to overeat. I won't allow you to order 10 million things. We'll just order what we need for dinner. I said, and we can't do takeout anyway because Tony's got a nice car. And he just said, the takeout would just stink up his car. And he's totally not into that. My car, I'm all about stinking my car. He's not. His prerogative. So we get there and I said to him, well, I'm going to not eat the popcorn because every freaking time, and I don't order my own, I just eat his. Every time I eat the popcorn, I feel awful afterwards. And I got to learn my lesson. So of course, fast forward, we're at the movie. So he did great at dinner. We ordered just enough and then he felt great. He was excited for his popcorn. And then he had to go to the bathroom and asked me to hold his popcorn. Fresh bag, buttered, so much butter, Sonia, oh my God. All the butter, I'm sitting there by myself and the movie theater is getting busy. I'm feeling a little anxious because I haven't been in a movie theater around people in a really long time. So I'm just kind of dealing with this weird bit at home in my basement for the last 3 years kind of thing that I'm doing. And so I start eating the popcorn. Do you know how much popcorn you can eat by the time someone goes to the bathroom and comes back? Quite a bit. And I felt like garbage afterwards. And so, you know, so that was a fail, but also a win. Because I really, truly believe next time when I go to the theater, I'm going to be reminded of myself how I wanted to do that. I didn't do it. I had it and I still felt like garbage. And even just talking about it makes my stomach upset. So, you know, and I didn't want it, but then I knew I was eating it. And I got, my whole point was like, once I started to eat it, I was like, this is good. I'm going to keep eating it. I could have totally stopped. I totally could have been like, I don't need to eat this. I could have just not eaten it in the first place, but I did because I'm at the movies and why not? And so part of me, the point is I didn't want to eat it, but I did want to eat it. And I've been fooling myself by saying like, I didn't want to, and that I couldn't stop because I could have stopped. I just chose not to stop. And then I ended up having to pay for it, but I'm glad that I did it because now I've reinforced even more so. And one day I'll get there. One day I won't eat the popcorn and I will walk away not having a bellyache. You know what I mean? So this is sort of to see all of that. And this is what I'm saying. Like, this is sort of all the stuff that you're working through. And so it's not about controlling anything. It's just a choice that you made based on whatever, you know, in the moment. And it's really just a matter of getting back on it. So I get to still working on it. You're still like, these are things we're going to continue to still work on as well. Like, you may not get it the first 10 tries. You may eat the licorice again and again and again. Eventually, when we're at least paying attention and owning it like you are today, and that's what I love about this, is that you're bringing such awareness to it that you can't keep doing something that you don't want to do when you're aware that you keep doing it. Like, at some point, I'm like, I'm okay, Gina. Do you know what I mean? Like, okay, you know? So this is part of that. This is really like just bring that awareness. And the guilt is, so that's why you got to take the guilt out of that. Right? Like, there's no guilt. I think the guilt is like, where's the guilt? So then you say to yourself, where's the guilt coming from in that? Because, you know, you had the licorice, like, look what you've done. You've lost the weight. Amazing. Right? This is your own journey. Who gives a fuck what anyone has to say about anything? This is completely up to you. Whether you want the licorice, not have the licorice, where's the guilt coming from? So the guilt is coming from inside. That's an internal issue. But guilt really doesn't have any place because what are you guilty about doing so well? To be mindful, being aware of making your choice, like all of those are really positive things. And so sometimes like that guilt, it just doesn't have any place in this. Now it might have before in the past, right? Because maybe you were putting pressure on yourself to reach this goal and maybe your guilt was coming from somewhere else. You're feeling guilty about prioritizing yourself or guilty for whatever, or maybe that's it. Maybe you feel guilty because you've spent a lot of time on this and maybe your time is up. You've spent enough time on yourself that you don't deserve any more time. And then you feel like you're not, you know, kind of, you know what I mean? When you're not doing the things that you need to do, you're kind of wasting your time or you're putting, now you have to put more time in. It's all your time. You own it. Do you know what I mean? So I think just working through all of this, whether you recognize how guilt is processing and factoring into it or not, this is kind of how you have to work. This is how you work through your issues and get to the other side of them. You'll have your aha moment about this. You know what I mean? Just like I had mine about the popcorn. Like, okay, this is not working for me. Every time I go to a movie, I have a bellyache after. Like, hello. Someone might as well be hitting me over the head with a 2x4. Like, are you not getting the message yet, Gina? I will. We'll get there. Guilt, all of the above, right? Like that's it, all of the above. And so these are things we got to work through, but you got to be aware that you're doing them and then allow yourself the grace to work through them. And that's kind of how you work through it. Like therapy. I mean, this is why therapy is so amazing. And we had this conversation this morning in the group, and therapy just allows you to talk things out. Therapy is someone asking you the right questions that are bringing up the emotions. Therapy is about being aware of those emotions so you can have those aha moments and work through them. And you know what a one way to deal with that with or without a therapist is to prioritize yourself every day and be aware, but without judgment. Like you can't be judging your moves. You just have to be aware of the choices that you're making, because the judging and the trying to control, the energy of that doesn't help you process and move forward, right? Sometimes you just have a different perspective of it, and it's a game changer. It's a game changer. Hi Denise, before I did this program, I didn't pay much or any attention to the scale and my weight was stable at 165. I did know when I was up for real, trying to get back at that comfortable level at 142. Yeah, I mean, this is where you don't need the scale. The scale was a really valuable tool for you to understand, you know, fluctuations in your weight. It was a really valuable tool for you to recognize where your body was at while you're looking to lose your weight. You know, and you're not looking to lose your weight anymore. So you need to use the scale differently. And so this is the difference. You have to make that mental switch. You're no longer using the scale as a tool to lose. You're using the scale to recognize what maintenance looks like and feels like to you, to help you get comfortable with where you're at, to reinforce the fact that when your weight goes up, it's going to drop right back down. That's really what it's about, right? So sometimes it's just a shift in how you view actually using the scale. I do want to talk about back on track as well. You know, when you do find yourself indulging, back on track you don't use back on track for little natural fluctuations, right? Like if your body's sore, your weight will be up. That crappy sleep, weight will be up. Little dehydrated, weight will be up. Salty food, weight will be up. Back on track is not meant for little fluctuations on your scale. Back on track is really meant for, like, you need to get back on track. Like, you're going to know. You are going to know when you went off the rails and you indulged and you need to use back on track. So don't get into that managing your weight, you know what I mean? Or controlling it by doing back on track for every little fluctuation, trying to see that lowest low. Like, that's not healthy. That's not what you want to do. With that said, you can reach your goal weight and then have your weight be fluctuating about 5 pounds, which it will, and then sit in maintenance for a while. And you might say to yourself, because this happens all the time, I think I could lose more weight. Do you know? Because once your weight starts to settle, you know, you're still, when you have a fat day, you're going to feel just as fat. And you might have thought you felt amazing and you were right where you were and you lost that weight. And then you might spend some time in maintenance and change your mind and decide you want to go for more, which you can totally go for more. That's a totally different conversation. So if you're finding that your weight is fluctuating about that 5 pounds above and you're thinking, oh, I would love to sit about 5 pounds lower. And if you clearly have the weight to lose, then, you know, you can focus on whether you're personalizing the plan or repeating the process, dig your heels in and do the things that you need to do in order to move that scale down. And then you can reach that low, 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 new low number and then work on maintaining that, right? So I don't want to take that away from anybody, because you can get to a place where you hit your low, you sit about 5 pounds above, and you know you'd prefer at the low. So if you want to sit at that low always, you got to take it down lower so that you have that wiggle room of that 5 pounds. That's a whole other conversation. Back on track is really to be reserved when you really need back on track. So when you're looking to solidify your weight, try to minimize that. But when you're testing your waters in that third stage, that's where you want to implement back on track. But you don't need to implement it until your weight comes down, because your weight can still be up because of other reasons, right? Remember, it's not real weight gain in the first place. So you're just helping your body get back on track. It's not actually about the number on the scale. So you do back on track for as many days as you need to feel like you're back on track. So that's what that's for. And it's not to manage those little ups and downs. We want you eventually, like for the most part, living your life just in tune to your body's needs, right? And then using back on track every now and then when you want to. The other thing I want to talk about, I'm likely going for more after Christmas. Hi, Denise. My husband is still doing the program and is signing up in January. Yeah. Like, you're allowed to change your mind. It happens all the time. Like, you're the one, it's only up to you where you're comfortable and confident. People will reach their goal weight all the time. Then they filter in the maintenance group and then they're maintaining for a while. And they're like, you know what? I think I could actually go for more. Yeah, why not? Again, we're not starving. We're not depriving. We're not doing any of those unhealthy things. We're just continuing to help our bodies be as healthy as possible and continuing to help our bodies release fat that no longer needs. Some people will lose a lot of weight. They'll just take a break. They'll be like, I'm good right here. And then 6 months later, they'll decide, you know what, I'm going to go for that last 10 pounds or that last 20 pounds or whatever. You make up the rules. The last thing I want to touch on too, and I got to get going, is how much water. So I saw someone talking about how they're still drinking a considerable amount of water. You do not need, so remember, if you're drinking larger amounts of water, there needs to be a reason for the water that you're drinking. So just like in the program, it's not about drinking more and more and more and more. It's about drinking, make sure you're drinking enough. which you should be picking up on your body's needs for how much your water needs changes day to day. So just to check on that, like most of you are not eating as often anymore if you're personalizing the plan. So you don't need the water to be processing and digesting that much food. You're not looking to, you know, support the body in detox, you're not looking to move it down that scale. So you don't have to continue drinking the same amounts of water. So bring it back down to reassess at the 2.7 to 3.5. Add more if you're exercising. Add more if your environment's dry. I know, like right now, I just flipped on my fireplace today. I realized I have a couple other fireplaces in my house, and I clicked on another one. So I had the one in my bedroom. Now I clicked on another one in my house. My house is going to be very dehydrating. So this is where I end up actually bump up your water. So making sure you're adjusting to your environment. Salty food, add more water. Alcohol, add more water. But no one should be drinking large amounts of water consistently every day if they no longer have the weight to lose. So that's an adjustment. Some people just out of routine keep drinking larger amounts. You really want to make sure you're drinking enough for you to be hydrated. It's not benefiting you to drink. You're not maintaining your weight by drinking more water than you need. It's not beneficial. It's not helpful. So, you know, drink when you're thirsty, that kind of thing. Make sure you are drinking enough and staying hydrated for other reasons, but you don't have to keep pushing, for lack of a better word, more water because you're not looking to lose that weight anymore. So just a heads up on that. Heads up on that. All right, you guys, that's my time for today. Gosh, it goes by so fast. Thanks for everyone who asked the questions ahead of time. Thanks for everyone who participated today. Like I said, my time is yours on Monday. I look forward to having this conversation. It's a nice switch after years and years and years and years of just strictly talking weight loss. I'm absolutely just loving the maintenance group and all the conversations that we're having in it. So just a reminder that we do flip these over on our podcast, so you can listen and download there. You can find them in the guides after the fact. And then also, so again, every Monday we do that poster in the morning. Gina's going live. I go in, I kind of make some notes, or grab a pen and paper, I make some notes. So if you have any questions at all that you want me and things you want me to talk about, just let me know. I'm also doing that check-in every day. Don't hold me to it, but I'm checking in usually after my morning live in the group. I'll pop over, I'll check in on the maintenance group. So, you know, if I'm checking in, feel free to ask any questions that you have there. Are there any talking points that you want me to discuss on these lives? I'm here for it. Have an amazing day, everyone, and I'll see you guys on Wednesday at 4 p.m. I'm looking forward to it. Come join our special guest, Marcy, and let's weigh in on all the topics that you want us to discuss that you can add here or on my check-in video or on the post, whatever. Have an amazing day, everyone. I'll see you later. Bye. Hi, everyone. Good morning. Happy Monday. I hope that you had an amazing weekend. Today in the group, we're talking about the benefits of therapy. I'm a massive fan of therapy. I mean, it's all about, really taking that stuff from inside, having it bubble up and working through it and being aware. I mean, especially with the whole program, the process, working through issues and associations. And, oh, my goodness. It can be beneficial for so many reasons. I hope you check out that post today. Also, I'll be going live today at 12 p.m. If you have anything at all that you want me to talk about or touch on, you can add it down below. I'm going to make notes. Seems to be a little bit quieter in the group today. It could be the time of year. I can feel that holiday season coming. Remember, it's always a great idea to make a plan for yourself, even in maintenance. Take a look at your social calendars. And obviously, if you came off a busy weekend or found yourself indulging, don't forget to implement back on track. Sometimes when you get used to feeling so good, when you even feel slightly off, you feel really, really, really off. Also, a lot of people are getting sick this time of year. There's a lot of flus, my goodness, and stuff going around. I want to remind you of the sickness protocol that we had. Same thing, even though you're not looking to lose weight, you still want to be in tune to your body, get lots of rest, keep your food choices nice and light. That sickness protocol will work just as well for you in maintenance as it did when you were looking to lose that weight. Also, this week in our weigh-in Wednesday, Mars is going to be joining us. We are absolutely serious about inviting you guys to come and be on the panel with us, you know, and weigh in on all these topics that we want to talk about. So if you do also have topics that you want us to discuss and weigh in on Wednesday, you can also add those down below. We are like, we got our pads of paper. We're making notes around here on all the different things that you guys want to talk about. That's it. Have an amazing day. If you want to join me at 12, hopefully I'll see you then. If not, remember, all of my lives and our guest segments are also available over on our Weigh In with Gina podcast. So you can download and listen to them over there as well. Have an amazing day. I'll see you later. Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.